We're holding on Kuf Chaf Amabez. Let's just try and finish up the Gemara, then we'll do Rashi. Samura is trying to understand the what exactly is Grama Mutter Kondi Rashi, what is Grama's Mutter. Over here, the reason why we have a problem, that's why Mechikas Hashem, he's not worried about Grama. When it comes to Shabbos, Adam Ba'olam Amoyner. Samura says, so what's Shat Nechachamim? Samura says, Metispera. Samura says, you know, we have another issue we have to think about, which means you're misunderstanding what the issue over here is. Let's go back and think about that. If you think the problem here is Mechika, we have other things we have to address, and we'll see that that's not the issue. This gemi which we're referring about that they're putting on the skin to go down into the mikvah. What's the case? If it was on the body tight, blocking the water from getting in, protecting the shame from being erased, like, so then it's a chatzitza. Ilor mahadik. If it's not tight, so therefore it's not a chatzitza. But I live in Maya, the water goes in, and the same problem, so the name's going to be erased. So, like, what is this gemi accomplishing over here? Ramon Rishon. So, Mor says, the Mor even finishes off that, the Mor says, you were about chatzitza. The Mor says, chatzitza typically, mishum dio. The dio itself is a chatzitza. So, we have this ink on the person's skin, so that's a chatzitza. So, Mor says, no. We're talking about the yo, which is lacha, which is still wet. Itanya hadam v'hadiyo hadvash v'hacholov yevashin chaytetzin lachim ein chaytetzin. As long as they're still wet, they're not a chatzitza. So the yo over here is not a chatzitza because it was still wet, didn't dry yet. Whereas the mekomokim kasha, fine, okay. The yo is not a chatzitza, but the gemi is still a problem. So what are we forced to say? Elam Rabba Bar of Shila, they're putting on the gemi lightly, so it's not a chatzitza. So if you're putting on the gemi lightly, therefore it's not a chatzitza, so then how are they solving their problem of Mechikas Hashem? The answer is the reason why they're putting there is not because of Mechikas Hashem. They don't care about it because it's a grama. So we've answered our kasha from Masechta Shabbos because grama, we see over here grama is mutter, and over there we say also grama is mutter. So, but what's Elam or Rav or Shila? My Tainu Tamayo Derabanan. The Ksavri also Lamed Bifnei Hashem Arum, but you can't get undressed with Hashem on your body. That's the problem. It's also to stand in front of Hashem's name unclothed. So Mor says, okay, good point. Because the Rishi Sovereign, what's Lamed Bifnei Hashem Arum? So what's on Rishi then? Rishi can't say you're allowed to stand in front of Hashem Arum. They're right. Mor answers, the Monach Yodei Aluya. He's putting his hand. He has to cover with his hand. The Baranami, the Monach Yodei Aluya. So why in the world do we need this gami? Just cover it with your hand. So Mor answers, Zimin de Mishtali Rishakali. We're afraid he's going to forget and take his hand off. So Mor says, Rabbi Nami Zimin de Mishtali Rishakali. So Rabbi Yossi, that's a good point. Why are you allowed to rely on putting on your cover it with your hand? You might forget. So Mor says, Ella. If there's a gemi available, hachinami, everybody agrees that is so, that you have to cover with gemi. Hachav and maya skin, and what are we dealing with over here? They're arguing whether lahaduri a gemi, do they have to go look for gemi? He doesn't have gemi available. Should he rely on covering with his hand, lest he forget? So Bereshi says that he should. The Chachamim say, no, you have to go get gemi. So what's the machlokes? It's like, Torah says, what's the rush? So you'll be told a little bit later. Rabbanan Sari Tefillah Bizman Alav Mitzvah. Umahadrina, that Tefillah, there's a mitzvah to go to the Mikvah and come to Torah. Must it be done in the proper time? With each one of the person who's a Balkari. So he's roy for Tefillah immediately. Goes to Mikvah that day, and by that night time he's Torah. So don't you have a mitzvah to go to that Mikvah that day? Or can you say, you know, I'll go tomorrow? I'll do the mitzvah, but is there any chiyuv mitzvah, the mitzvah tefillah, that he should be done in the proper time? Anita, let's say her husband isn't in town. That's not the issue. but there's a mitzvah to come to her. So she has her 7 days of nidus. The night of the eighth, when the nidus goes to mikveh by night, she's mechuyah to go to the mikveh that night. The husband's out of town, but you got to go as soon as the mitzvah, this man of mitzvah is available. Come and say no. So go look for gemi. If it'll take you, you will have to end up waiting until tomorrow. You wait till tomorrow. The Rav Yossi says no. Sabbat tefillah is a man of mitzvah. Well, let me dream. I have a mitzvah to do it immediately, so I can't go start looking for gemi because I have to do it now. So that in that situation, he would rely on covering it with his hand. The Gemara's going to challenge that, but let's see Rashi. Karachal of gemi. Because I'll let the hash is about a little bit more further than halfway down the Rashi's. Karachal of gemi. Because I'll let the hash to kadeshal yimochik is a shame. But my recovering it to balak that shouldn't be erased. Alma rabbanon gram mechak is aser. If you see shori, so we see gram over here. The chumash say is mut is aser. And if you says mutter, which doesn't fit with our mishnah, where Rav Yossi is prohibiting grama, and the chachamim are being matter. Rav Yossi says you can go in as is. Bavashli yishav as long as they don't rub the habimacha b'yadayim. That's mamish. He's being actively racing it. Samar says no. Rav Yossi holds grama is mutter. At Shabbos it's exeira. You're worried about the fire. And he might cut, he puts out the fire. He starts putting out fires. He might come to him, actually, Mamash put out the fire. The Mor says, "Bochat l'chachamim." The Mor says, "V'tisbara the halcha gemi atzuchur abonam mishum dol yimachiku." You know what? Do you really think this over here is mechika? That's why you have gehaft and gemi. Hi gemi, hefi dami. The hagad alav, how is it protecting? Either mahadik so you can't survive mayim, the water shouldn't get in yimachik, and prevent the mechika. That's great, but have a chetitza now it's a chetitza. If it's not tight, therefore the water gets in. It doesn't protect the Shem Hashem from getting erased. So what do you understand? The Mor says, one second. You know, like the Mor is asking a question. The Mor is asking a question, like a step before the question. One second. Table Mishum Diyo. Mishum Diyo. But look, Gemi Nami Chayitz Diyo. The ink is a chetitza, and whereas mashani belacha, that's only true by dried ink, not by ink which is still fresh. We call welcome kasha gemi l'rabbanan lamalu. What is the purpose of this gemi? It can't be for the purpose of protecting the shame, because then it's a chetitza. So the Morris says that the reason is because they can't stand unclothed in front of the Shem Hashem. The Mor says the Mishnah says that the water, because it's still fresh, the water is able to permeate it into it and go to touch the body. The Mor says, you're going to tell me, Yossi, are you allowed to stand unclothed in front of the Shem Hashem? But to me, it's a question. I'm not sure Rashi means the pasuk mamish to raisa or not. The person cannot be in a state of erva when he's being involved in something which is kaddish. So a person can't be unclothed and davening. So that's the pshat. It should not be visible in you when ervas to work. Chazal dash and ervas dibur. There shouldn't be din of erva while you're having dibur, because here is mutter keneged erva. So that's what it's saying. So here is mutter connected here, but maybe the Shem Hashem being visible is mutter also. I don't know, you know. The Isra is deeper. That's what I'm not sure Rashi means mamish, the rice or not. I'm not sure. El Mor says that they ate, that you cover it with your hands. El Eikat Gemi Hachinami, the murder of Yossi, the Tzarek Lichachol of Gemi, L'Sagale L'Anuchi Yodabola. If there's Gemi available, you should not rely on putting the hand. You have to cover with gemi. Why? Dilma mishchali, he might forget. Ushakalei liyod, he'll take his hand away. What's the machlokes? The argument: Tefillah is mana mitzvah. The tzibur ha'yod lifnos erev yirkat shamayim. It says in the evening, that's the towards the evening, a person should go to the mikvah. That's the case of Balkeri. Is it a mitzvah or not? So they all la mitzvah. If you can't find gemi right now, lishtoi ad lemachah, you wait till tomorrow. Well, the man da'ober lav mitzvah, one who says that it's not a mitzvah to be toivel in the proper time. So kroa, it's a toivel kamashon. The pasuk is just giving him not a command, but it's a good idea. Today, Shayarim Shimsha, since Allah is by Kerry, that when he goes to Bal Kerry goes to the mikvah, he's still a tzvuyayim. And he only becomes totally Torah and permitted to eat Shuma once the sun sets also. So it makes sense that sometime that day, towards evening, you should make sure you go to the mikvah. This way you'll become Torah that night. You can eat Shuma. So that's the pasuk is telling me. Kadesh, it's giving a good a person an Eitzah Tayyib Kamashul, it's giving him a good idea how to deal with it. Kadesh, Yarav Shimshar, B'yayim, the sun will set that day, La'ach HaTfil, after the Tfil, Shim Yamtin, Litzul Adalayim, if you wait till the night time, Lo Yehei Lo Yeho Erev Shemesh, Al Hila Macharos. If a person only goes to the mikvah after the night starts, he only becomes, he has Litzul Tfil the whole night, the whole next day, and when the sun sets the next day, 24 hours later, 23 hours later, that's when he can start eating shrimp. Okay. Now the more to discuss is Tiddlis on a mitzvah. That's the end of the sugya. Just want to tell you there's a... So the more comes out basically that Grom is mutter by Shabbos. And that I told you, so that's Machlokes Rishonim, it's Grom and mutter in general, is only mutter in the case of Makom Hefsek, and the Machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah had a pasuk on that. The Ramah paskins that's only mutter Makom Hefsek. The problem is, you know, how do you understand that with the Gemara Baba Kama and Daf Samach and Aleph? The Gemara over there says that a person, the Gemara says by Nezikin, if a person damages the wind, by using the wind, he throws something up in the air and the wind takes it and damages, he's not chayiv. The Gemara says by Shabbos he's chayiv. That's the Malach of Zorah. The Zorah Baruch and Sayatoi. Person, how does the person do winnowing? He takes the combination of the wheat with the chaff. It's on the pitchfork, throws it up in the air, the wind blows the chaff away, and the wheat and the kernels fall down, and that's the malacha of Zorah. And that's exactly what Rashi said in the back, that's what makes it different than Borer. But the difference between Zorah and Borer, which are both separating the good from the bad, is because Zorah is done with the wind. So you see, using the wind is chayav. So the more Baba Kama Samacham Amad Aleph asks the question, the more over there says that more gets four terutzim on the kash. You know, so each one's, the other terutzim are like hechatim to type of terutzim. You know, well, this zaris in this type of situation, in the case I'm thinking of, only this type of situation, made a chanami, other situations, you would be chayiv, that type of answer. The final terutzim is that Rabbah says that Shabbos is different. So I mentioned this to you one time. I mentioned this Gemara to you once. Gemara Shabbos is different because melech is machsheva is also tara. And that's why you're chayiv. Usually melech is used to path to the person. Well, you're not mechavin, so not melech machsheva. It's not, you're misasik, not melech machsheva. Not the normal derech, not melech machsheva. You know, usually, it's the gufa, not melech machsheva. Here, the more saying the opposite. Since this is what you wanted to do, you want to use the wind, so you use the wind to accomplish your purpose, that is going to be chayiv. Melech machsheva is also tara. Now, I mean, it's not so much different than our gromas, just putting it in a situation where the wind will take it and blow it away, right? But you're not doing it. So, there are some Rishonim over the Rosh that seem to say that it's specifically talking about Zorah, because that is a malacha. So, and by that malacha of Zorah, it's an exception, because that's the Surah of Malacha. Or similarly, almost Bishul. At least some, you know, some of the Kharim talk about Bishul. I mean, really, Bishul is a certain kind of grom. I put it in the oven, and the oven bakes. I don't bake it. I don't stand there with fire and shoot fire at it and bake it, you know. Even if I would, I just put it in the place where fire cooks it. Sod, you know, depending how you learn, you learn melecha sod, you know, you set a trap, and then, you know, you can do sod with the net over the top of the thing. You can do sod, you set a trap. We had in the first parak setting a trap. There was a gzeir setting the trap, because, I mean, there's a case of melecha deraisa of setting a trap. So Tosis, you know, grapples with that. I mean, you set a trap 3 hours later and catches it, you're chayiv. Tosis says it means you set a trap and the animal will walk in immediately after you set it, you'd be chayiv. But there's clerks how to understand it with it, right? So it's so also a question. So that's how the Rosh understands.
Do you have to unset it if it's set?
If you plan to do a halacha ma'aseh, you'll ask me. There's a halacha b'sham b'shila, I don't want to get... But, but But the Rebbeinu Hananel, over here, asks the Kasha, he says, first of all, the Mora before, the Mora says that the Mora says if a person would open up the Dallas Kenegat, the Madura, Sabai gave a Kalala. So he says, why? Because that's like a dinner over there. When the wind helps you to do something, so Rav Yehuda said it's okay. Even though the Ruach has Malabas Aish, the Bai says no way. And the Mor says over there that the Mor over there in brings the Mor in a Kainis, that's in Baba Kamad of Samach. He brings the Ruach Sihatay. So you say over here that the Ruach is Messiah, that's why Abaya said, Shamino, the Kim and the Mashri Urcha, feel the Ruach Matsuya, little boy, Machashab Lachain. The point of the Morva, since that's normal that it should work like that, and you wanted that to happen, that's the Yisur of Shabbos, the Halamach of Shabbos. He applied it to the Malacha of Mavir. So it's not only by Zorah, which that's. So now, how do I understand the he's saying this is that's the case of the Mor before of that why Baya says Pesach Adam Kenegad Adel Kenegad Madur is also because it's not called Grama, it's called since wind does stir up the fire and you want that to happen, it's called Yechayiv. And when I put barrels of water there which I want to happen and it puts up the fire, that's not normal. So that's the shadow which the Chachamim grapple with. You know, you're talking about the definition of what's called Grama. It's a, you know, Minei Ubei, the two Gemaras back to back, which you have to figure out how do you draw the difference? And they have two different, you know, so some Achrayim answer that the point of this Gemara was he didn't really want, over here, Abai gave a Gzeira because in case the person might be Mechashe for that to happen. He wants the fire to get bigger. You want the fire to get bigger. You heat up the house better. So when the door opens and it's bringing in the cold air, you say, oh, good, I'll be mechaben at least that I'm getting the fire to come bigger. Over here by the fire, he really prefers the whole thing to go out before it gets it's like a lagufa type of a thing. He'd rather have that the fire should die before it gets to the barrels. If it gets to the barrels, what's the design is that? You know, like, but that's not what he's trying to be in mechashe. Bichirish, because his point is, just in case, I want this to happen. So basically what they draw the difference between how normal of it is this being used, is this the procedure of how to do it. We're not for Shabbos when most people don't put out fires by putting barrels beyond the fire and the fire will get there, it'll burst it and put it out. That's not how you put out fires. Right? But you know, a person will use the wind to he'll put a fire in such a way, and you first get the fire going, you block the wind so it get going, and afterwards you simply angle towards the wind that the wind should whip it up. So that's more normal. So you have to draw. Is it not that that's the only way to do the malacha, but if this is a normal way of doing the malacha, this becomes now not grum anymore. So once you make it normal, it's not grum anymore. And this is that whole Shabbos mode controversy was, the Sabbath mode controversy was once you make this the process. And this is the way it's set up to work on a constant basis. Can't call it a grum anymore. The Sabbath mode. The Sabbath mode? Okay.
Stove,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not Hebrew. I wasn't saying Hebrew. Yeah, I was saying Chinese.
I'm not getting the second word. Chinese, I understand. I'm not getting the second
word. Right. That was the issue. Like, once you set it up, the more you set it up, this is the way it works. As Rav Moshe seemed to hold the Moshe, the Grama switch and all those different things, Rav Moshe held were not really effective. Allah Hakbar. Because once you set up that's how the thing works, it's no longer a Grama. It's no longer a Grama. That becomes like a functional thing. But nobody else besides Jews who have Shabbos do it like that. So where do you draw the line? So that's the starting point for that Svara is how do you answer these two Gemaras? Yeah. Some element of unusual, right. Correct. That's at least how Tzadei HaKi answers.
Now, is it also meant to be certain or uncertain? I mean, the balance might not break.
I don't think the difference between certain. It's still, even if it be certain, it's still considered a grama. as long as it's like it's there's no direct between the two.
And there's no thought that the uncertainty makes it even less fun or less problematic.
I mean, theoretically. Theoretically, somebody could have, could talk, could think like that. That it would be, you know, I mean, Rav Heinemann, when they developed the Grama mode, which allowed the Sabbath mode to work, they use an algorithm which so when you would press the button, you would not have an immediate response, in order to make it from direct to being indirect. So there's a delay, which is not a. It was again. He felt even if it was a specific delay, you press a button, and 5 seconds later it works on. That's how the system works. He agreed to that. But the point was over here: you press a button, and then there's this algorithm which kicks in the computer, which will, with totally random, whether it's going to be immediate or not immediate. So there's no direct correlation between your action and the result. So it's definitely going to happen, but when and how it's going to happen was out of your hands. That was what defined it as a grum, according to his understanding.
It's out of your hands until you do it. Once you do it, then it's in your hands. I mean, it was set. It was preset.
It's set.
You went to open up the oven.
No, it's when you press the button to turn on, to hire the... You can't turn it on. It's if once it's on before Yom Tov, you want to raise the temperature or lower the temperature, you can press the button. The display doesn't change because it's in Sabbath mode, so you're not changing any letters.
Right.
And the question is, but you're raising the temperature, you're lowering the temperature. So gram kibui is, you know, if it's grama, the tzarech of the food, etc. So gram kibui by yom tov, at least someone gram kibui by yom tov is more period. So he said, well, let's make it to a grama. Raising the temperature, you know, for purpose of food, you're allowed to make a fire on yom tov. You're allowed to increase the fire on yom tov for the purpose of the food. Right? The problem is lowering it. Right? So lowering it is much more chomer. You know, that's well, it's almost mecholik exactly what the halacha is over there. But he said it's not a grama. It's a direct action. He said, no, it's a grama. Why is it a grama? Because you press the button, nothing happens. And not even 5 seconds later, something happens. It's a random response. The computer generates a random response when it'll happen. So it's not considered directly your action. That was the logic behind it. Okay, let's go back
to
it. Yeah, we pass and that's effective. Because you're not covering your body, you're covering Hashem's name. Over here, you're trying to cover your body. You can't cover your body with your body. Yes, good question. You can cover your friend's body with your hand. We have nothing against using your hand to cover somebody else's head. So you can't put it tight, it's chatzitza. The goal over here wasn't chatzitza, the goal over here was covering Hashem's name. And Mikra, then your hand would work because I'm covering Hashem's name. Not by what David was asking is it doesn't work for your yarmulke, because yarmulke, the goal over there is to cover my body. You can't cover your body with your body. Same problem, right? Okay.
But in high school, I see the kids go like their shirts and all that. You know,
the shirts are fine.
Shirts, okay.
Yeah, as long as it's a long sleeve shirt.
Actually, there was a young man used to dominate a short sleeve shirt.
Yeah, okay, if you can do it, you know.
I don't think it was good for the shirt, but I guess it was effective.
Okay, fine. The Mor says, V'sav Rabbi Yossi, tefillah b'zman ha-mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi really holds tefillah b'zman ha-mitzvah. That's really, is that true? But Tanya, we have Tosefta, we get Gareth to go into the mikvah on Yom Kippur. So if you hold tefillah b'zman ha-lav mitzvah, so... Unless there was some need for the person to go on Yom Kippur, the person should not be going to the mikvah, going into the water in Yom Kippur. But if you hold to the mitzvah on a mitzvah, yes, you go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur because you're supposed to go to the mikvah in the proper time. Hazov v'hazova, a male zov or a female zova, hamatzar v'hamatzaras, boil nida, v'tomei meis, tfilas and b'yayim. All of these, their mikvah time is daytime. But nida v'yoledes tefilas in b'layla. Nida, the only two tmeim which have a lacha that the tefilah is after the sun sets. The tefilah nida deraisa A woman that has her, gets her period, gets her menses, she's tummy for 7 days whether she sees dam or not. At the end of the seventh day, but if, as long as by the end of the seventh day, before the sun sets, she stops seeing dam, she goes to the mikveh that night. She cannot go to the mikveh by day. She has to wait till the 7 days are over, and she goes to the mikveh that night. That's the dinner needed to rise. Zava needs 7 clean days. We, our women act as zavas, right? But Anita Deraisa goes to mikveh by night. Zava actually go to mikveh by day. We're machron our women both chumras. We treat them as zava that need 7 clean days. We treat them like Anita that they should go to mikveh by night. You know? That's why in certain cases we're mako, it's impossible to go by night. We allow her to go, you know, by day. Can also go by night, but the bnei mitzvah is to go immediately the day, the first day which is available. The other two is on a mitzvah.
The
other two must be at well, they can go the next day also, right? But they can't. They cannot go on the day that of where the tumah is. And your lettuce, the yoledes is referring to the so after the 7 days or 14 days. Boy or a girl, she goes to the mikveh. That's that is after the 7 days, so it has to be the following night. So, okay, Baal Keri. So there, if that would come out on Yom Kippur, so that according to the Tanakam over here, you go to the mikveh. Baal Keri, Tavu Behela Kala Yom Kulay. So Baal Keri, if a person has a keri, so lochas he cannot. Keri has two lochas. And there's mitzvah to go to the mikveh. The raisa mitzvah to tumah. B, there is a law that a person of Balkari can't learn. Tchanas Ezra was that he can't say any Dibre Torah, so he can't daven unless he goes to the mikvah. The more so, they were about the Tchanas Ezra. But mitzad, until that bit which took place at the time of the Amoroyim, so what does the person do on Yom Kippur? Because of Balkari, he has to go to the mikvah because he can't daven otherwise. So he has a valid reason to go to the mikvah, so then he's allowed to go to the mikvah. He's not doing it for rechitz; he's doing it for the purpose of the mitzvah. So let's say he finished this town of this brayso over here is all that neil can be cured, that can be davened after it says. So theoretically, he davened mincha already. So now he comes to Balkari. Can he go to the mikvah? Why? For neil, wait till after it says. Go to the mikvah, daven neil. So there's no read. But if Yotil is on a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to go that day. So if he comes to Balkari any time during the day, even after he davened mincha, he can still go to the mikvah. Well, Terry, type of halakha kol yom kula. Yes, yom min min kula mala ein ot sarach litvo. He doesn't need to be tovel, and therefore he's not supposed to be tovel because davening he can wait till later. Going to mikvah till it's on a mitzvah, he doesn't hold of that, so he has to wait till afterwards. So here you have Rabbi Yossi saying till bisman alav mitzvah, and we just said Rabbi Yossi till bisman a mitzvah. Some more answers as high is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda he the amar dial tefila bachrana. We have Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda explicitly saying in the Masechtas Nida that there's a case where there were a woman was not sure, she gave birth to something which was not clear. There's some elements, a lot of elements of lack of clarity. They weren't sure whether it was a boy or a girl. It wasn't viable, obviously. It was viable enough that it was Chayim the Tumah, but it wasn't viable enough that she was actually lived. She's not sure whether the child was boy or girl. She's not sure if she gave birth in a process called Ziva, when there was a flow of blood prior to it, which ever did have a Zava or not. And that requires different halachas of when to go to the mikvah. Does she need because a woman is Yoledes Bezoiv, if it's a boy, she goes to the mikvah after 7 days. If it's Bezoiv, she needs 7 clean days also. She goes 7 days, and 7 clean days, and then she goes to the mikvah. One is the night, and one is 7 days later, day 14 by day. If it's in a keva, 14 days by night, or in the keva Bezoiv, it's 21 days. So she was not clear. So Tanakama says, so she's got to go any possible day. She also didn't remember exactly which day was the latest. So any possible day, she has to have to go by night and by day because it was on a mitzvah. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, you know what? Wait till it's all over and go to the mikvah one time. You want to come to her? Good. So he holds till it's on a lot of mitzvah. The Chacham hold, no, the mitzvah go at the proper time. So after the first, as soon as 7 days are possible, oh, it might be 7 days already, she has to go to the mikvah that night. Then she has to go the next night also, probably now, maybe that's in 7 days, go to the mikvah that night, you know. Well, ready it's a few days later, maybe it's ready 7 clean days, she should have to go by day, maybe, et cetera. The more comes out of 35 tefillahs that she needs. So Rabbi Yossi Yehuda says, you know what, wait till the end. So this Rabbi Yossi over there in Yuma really was referring to Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yossi over here. Rabbi Yossi over here holds that Tehillah was mana mitzvah. And over there, that Rabbi Yossi says it's not a mitzvah, it's Rabbi Yossi Yehuda. We'll leave Rashi's for tomorrow. Small piece of tomorrow.